Hello, and welcome to Forward Church Online. In this weekly podcast, we hope that you'll have an encounter with God through inspired teaching and discover practical ways to help you live a life of purpose. We hope you enjoy today's message. Now prepare your heart to hear a word from God today.
Are you excited to be in the house of the Lord? Yes, it's a good place to be, is it not? Yes. Hey, let's bow in a word of prayer this morning. Father, good morning. We thank you for the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Father, we thank you for what you're going to do in this entire region. Father, we thank you in Jesus' name that you have great things in store for every church that can see what you can see. May we see what you see today. I thank you, Father God, that we are always flexible, open, and available to the presence of the Holy Spirit. We ask that you would minister in this house in a mighty, mighty way today. And the same goes for every other house within this region, throughout this nation. Let us, as your people, see what you see. In Jesus' name, God's people said, amen. Anything that they put on the screens will not work for this morning. Some of you may have been noticing that I was working diligently while we were worshiping God because God changed everything that I was going to say this morning. I'll save that for Wednesday night. Let me preface before we go with what God has a fresh word. Not that the other one wasn't, because I finished it up in time to get it to Pastor B so he could get it all screened. And so it's all screened. We'll use it on Wednesday evening. Let me say about Wednesday night that the Spirit of the Lord woke me up the other morning early or late at night and said, perilous times. And that's what I was going to preach on this morning, perilous times. So that'll be on Wednesday evening, so everything will be good for the notes on Wednesday evening. But the Spirit of the Lord began to speak in my heart while we were in prayer. I want to encourage you, if you have the time, and you should always have time for prayer. In fact, I heard T.D. Jakes this week when I was listening to one of his messages. He said, all the teaching in prayer and about prayer won't make you a prayer warrior. It's not until you have a need that you'll begin to realize the importance of prayer. Amen. So I want to encourage you to make prayer a top priority in your life. There's no casting of stones, but if there are needs in your life, I encourage you to come be a part of our prayer time every Sunday morning, 9:15 to 9:30 to about 10:15. You can come in whenever you can and be a part of that. But it was during that time this morning that the Lord asked me a question. So nothing's going to be on the screens. So you're going to need your Bibles this morning, and you're going to need to have an open ear and an open heart. Because if God can bring it to me, I can get it to you. And God got it to me, so now I want to give it to you. The question that the Lord asked me this morning in our prayer time was this: what do you see? You know, a lot of times what you see and what I see would be different than what others see. And a lot of times what the church thinks that she is seeing, the body of Christ, isn't exactly what he sees. We need to see what he sees. And when we see what he sees, it's going to change everything that we do in the local church, for every local church. So I want to ask you a question this morning. It's actually from the Father's heart. How's your sights? And where are they set? And do you see what he sees? Can you see what he sees? The Bible says in Genesis chapter 8 and verse 22, while the earth remains, there's seed time and harvest. There's cold and there's heat. There's summer. How many realize we're in summer? I mean, if it's not the actual date, yet still we can feel it outdoors. It feels like summer. And winter, day and night, shall not cease. So you've got to be privy to the season that you're in. How many know, in order to know the season that you're in, you've got to know the Spirit of the Lord that operates the season. Again, you're going to really be lost this morning if everything you receive is based on what you can see. Because those that walk with God walk by faith, not by sight. We have done such a great job in the body of Christ bringing everything up to where it's on even keel that a lot of times we just want to say, sock it to me. Thank you for socking it to me. I feel good. Sorry about that. That was back in the day. And now I've had my portion. I'm ready to go back out and live my life. I want to ask you this morning, what do you see? Are you seeing what God sees? Do you recognize that there are seasons that people go through and that we in the body of Christ have got to know the seasons that people are walking in to know how to minister to their needs? People have needs. There's needs in here right now that God wants to meet. So when he asked me that question, I began to answer it with these statements, and then we're going to go to some verses and to see if we see what God sees. I want to tell you, as a minister of the gospel for many, many years, the church doesn't see very well. We know how to preach at things. We know how to preach at people, but we don't do a very good job reaching people. And we're called to reach people, not like us, but created in his image. I was at Lancaster yesterday, and the guys that were sitting across the table from me in the morning, they said, we were all created in his image, but we certainly know how to get off track. We've got to recognize where people are, what track are they on, and how can we reach them? So I answered his question this way. When he said, what do you see? I said, I see the instructions of the Lord. Then I said, I see that the harvest is ready. And I also see, Father, that workers are few. And I see that you've given to us the ability to ask questions. How do we reach those that have not been reached? If you have your Bibles, did you hear those questions? Let me go back over them again. He asked, what do you see? And I said, I see the instructions of the Lord. Everybody's receiving instructions, but not everyone receives them from the Lord. So then you can be out of season when it's the right season to be ministering. I'm really trusting the Holy Spirit this morning. So much so that I only walked up here with my Bible and the notes that I put on during worship. Everything else for the message is where I was, because he asked me not to bring them up there. What are you holding on to that you shouldn't hold on to anymore? It's holding you back from being in the season of opportunity. So then I also said to the Lord, I see that the harvest is ready. And I see that workers are few. And I see that you've given us the privilege to ask. So if you have your Bibles now, let's go to Luke chapter 10, verse 2. By the way, let me encourage you, regardless of screens, regardless of all the technology that we have, and thank the Lord for that, you should always come into the house of the Lord with your Bible. When I was in the classroom for many, many years, I was all over students who failed to bring their books to class. And when I used to coach, every student athlete had a notebook, and they had to bring that notebook to practice. How dare we walk in this world without God's word? You'll never see what he sees if you can't hear what he's speaking. Come on, church. Come on, church. And I hope that this ministry never falls in line with the religious focus of our nation. When I bring that word on Wednesday night about perilous times, Paul is going to talk to Timothy about religious foes and relational friends. And it's not to the world, it's to the church. This is not a feel-good moment where you can get your groove on and check this off going, well, I went and did that. I'm asking you, can you hear God? And are you seeing what God sees? I was watching an incredible story about Chris Spielman and his wife last night. And how when Chris Spielman was in football, he spent hours beyond hours away from the football field studying film so that when he was actually on the field, he knew exactly what the play was going to be and he would be in the hole to make that tackle. That wasn't about sports. Are you spending time with God? Am I spending time with God so that we see his plays, and then when he puts us in the season, we can rescue the perishing and care for the dying? As I was enjoying worship with you this morning, the Spirit of the Lord spoke to me and said, the harvest is ready because many have sowed into this region before any of us got here. Now it's our responsibility to make sure that the harvest is brought in. What are we doing as a ministry to reach those that are ripe in the harvest field? In Luke chapter 10 and verse 2, you're there, right? Jesus is speaking. He told them, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. We're all set up, are we not? We're all set up for all these seats to be filled. But what did I do this week to invite others to be here today? And since this is going to go to podcast, I just want to go ahead and make this a moment of accountability. We were at Subway yesterday placing an order, and an individual stepped up in my face and said, what's the word for the day from the Lord? And it caught me off guard for a moment, and I spoke to Joshua afterwards, and then I kind of, you know, kind of rehearsed a couple things, and I remembered what the Lord had spoken at Lancaster, and I shared that with them. So I took a few moments and spent some time in that season with those individuals. Listen to the word of accountability, and they said, we'll see you tomorrow. But they're not here. That's not on them. That's more on me. What didn't I do to finalize that for you who are in the business world? What did I do not to finish that business opportunity to where they're here this morning? It's great to have chairs sitting everywhere in all of our ministries. But what are we doing to reach those who would be hungry enough to come in? Not to be like us, but to be like him. You know, one of the things I've noticed in all these years, almost 40 years of ministry, how many church people act and talk just like the pastoral staff. And that's why I work diligently not to give you enough cues so you could copycat me. God doesn't want you to be like me, and I don't want you to sit there and go, I would never do that. I've been amazed in all the years of ministry. I can almost tell where people go to church by the way they talk. God never asked you to copy anyone. God asked you to follow him, watch him, let him lead you into seasons so that you will be a harvester in the middle of any season where a person is ready to be reached. We are called to reach those out there, not to come in here and hang out till 12 o'clock. A couple years ago, this will be actually 3 years ago now, I had an option to either stay at Chiefland High School in administration or go to the old Hilltop, which is now Leaving Learning Academy. I chose to go there. You know why? Because they deserve the best, just like any other school. Oh, but we do want the rich to come in, don't we? Oh, now the man of God's going into the book of Genesis. Oh, we do want the rich to come in, don't we? But what about the prostitutes? What about those on drugs? What about those with alcohol problems? What about those that beat up somebody last night? What about somebody that hasn't had a shower in over 2 weeks? What about those individuals? What about the level one people in society? I'm not talking about education now. I'm talking about the level one people in your mind. In my mind, they don't really deserve. You let them sit here? Well, that they do come in, put them in the back. I was talking to a pastor just this week, and I just trembled on the inside as he shared his story with me, how the pastoral staff has gotten ready to remove him from leadership. Let me tell you something. Let me give you 40 years of knowledge and working in churches. Churches can be one of the most dangerous places to live. One of the most dangerous places to live. Because not everybody is in relationship to Jesus Christ. Oh, they're religious. And they know how to do all the religious things. But in regards to actually knowing what time it is, knowing that the Lord is giving instructions that we've got to go out into the highways and the byways, and we've got to reach those that other people don't want to reach, and you're asking me to give my best, and they're not going to give me anything in return. That's exactly what he's asking. You mean you want me to get an education and then you want me to go work with people? What? What? I want to be where I'm going to be recognized. It's not about us. It's about Him and the harvest. It's not about us. It's about Him and the harvest. The harvest is plentiful, Jesus said, but the workers are few. God's looking for workers today, not just here, throughout the body of Christ, that you and I will be willing to go wherever He wants us to go. Could be to Walmart. It could be in Orlando while you're there. It could be in Miami if you're there. It could be in Jacksonville while you travel there. It could be across the street. It could be in your neighborhood. It could be on a school. It could be on a football field. It could be anywhere where people are. It could be where the children are. What are we doing to reach the children? No. Not talking about the number of children that we have in this ministry. What are we doing for children? Period. Gosh, Pastor, we could sit down and give you a list. No. What more can we do? What else can we do? When we were planning for our graduation, which took place this past Thursday, all my faculty and staff came to me and said, so how do you want this to look? I said, the best. The best. These 8 or 9 individuals that are graduating deserve just as much recognition and honor as any other student in any other school. We are going to provide a first-class graduation. And guess what? There were at least 10 to 12 district representatives there that evening on this past Thursday. And listen to what they said. This may have been one of the best. And we weren't in Gainesville. We weren't in a great, magnificent setting. We were in the old auditorium. But it was first class. Everything we do should be first class. There isn't anything that we do not have or that we can get that the Father can't release. He can release everything we need. Long as we know that everything comes back to His honor and to His glory. Let's go a little bit deeper in this verse. The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. When we leave here today, wherever you go, this coming afternoon and this week, I want us to look out into the harvest field. They're white and they're ready. They want to come in. Let's remove the blockades. Let's remove all the barriers that keep people from coming into the kingdom. Listen, and it's not even about we want to bring you to Forward Church. No, bring them to Christ. Listen, let them experience Jesus, and if they happen to come this way through the power of the Holy Spirit, they're going to find what they need because we have what they need, a whole lot more of Jesus. What are we willing to change in this ministry so that we're reaching those that have no idea what church is all about? Or it's so cool in here that they have a preconceived idea till they come in and they go, man, this doesn't even seem like church. What are we doing to reach the ready harvest? You all know that we live in an agricultural community. I haven't yet seen, to the best of my knowledge, as I'm reflecting, as I'm speaking, I've not seen any horses and old plows out in these fields. All the farmers know how to upgrade. Even in the festival yesterday, I saw incredible equipment coming down the street. Now, if farmers can upgrade, why can't the church? That wasn't a put down on farmers. Farmers know that if you're going to reach the harvest and get everything in, you've got to upgrade. What are we doing to upgrade? We've got to be able to move beyond the 4 spiritual laws. We've got to remove ourselves even from sharing our personal testimony. Let their story come forth. Listen, go ahead and look at the model. The model is Jesus Christ. He seldom talked about His story. He always provided them the opportunity to talk about their story. Come on, church. Come on, church. God is inviting us to look out and see what He sees. He sees the harvest field ready. It's ripe. Is this a church inundated community? Absolutely. All you got to do at 12 o'clock is go to any restaurant. It's jam-packed. But what are we doing to reach those who don't go to church? What are we doing to reach those that don't know Christ? How are you bringing Christ to your friends? How are you showing Christ in the marketplace? God's not impressed, and I'm certainly not inviting you to go, you know what, I guess he's saying don't go to church. God's not impressed just because we go to church every Sunday. God wants to know, what are we doing to reach what is available? What am I doing to reach students who've given up? I had one teacher who had a particular student way back at the elementary level, and she came Thursday night, and she said, I am so amazed. He's going to graduate. So many people had given up on him. Do not give up on people. We're talking about eternal destiny here. If I was to ask across the room this morning, how many of you already know Christ? I bet you I have 100%. Then 100% of us have got to get out in the fields and go bring in the new harvest. So let's prepare ourselves to upgrade. And Jesus went on to say, ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field. So since God's asking me to teach on the fly, I'm going to ask you to respond on the fly. See, most of us want to script what we want to do for God. Most of us want to be able to lay it out, format it, and then we'll bless it, and we want him to bless it. Now we're ready to do it. That was our plan. May not have been his plan. How many of you are willing this morning, since I'm teaching on the fly, but guided by the Holy Spirit? No. I don't believe in, well, you know, you just kind of get up and just say whatever. No. Not on my watch. Not in this house. And if I was in somebody's house and someone got up and said, well, I really haven't prepared. I don't really have anything. Guess what? I'm up and walking out. No, I'm serious. Because when I come into the house of the Lord and I'm not the speaker, I'm coming and I want to receive. And if you're not bringing anything, sit down. Hello? Hello? So I don't want you to feel like, well, he just stood over there. No. Listen, I walk with him every day. I'm talking to him every day. He has the right of way, does he, in your life, to say switch it. Whenever he says switch it, we switch it. Yes, church? When God says switch it, we switch it. Yes? Let me give you an example before I ask you to answer on the fly. Last Sunday, Brittany came up to me early in the morning and she said, so you're not speaking this morning. Will you help us? Do you have that type of spirit? Do you have that? I don't want you to answer that out loud. Inside, do you have that type of spirit? I said, what's going on? She said, I'd like for you to do the lesson for us because I know it's there and you've got it. Will you be willing to do it? Now, God will never ask you to go outside your gifts, but he expects for you to tap into your gift on his terms, not your terms. So I said to her, you bet, I'm all in. How can I help you? And we had an incredible time with the children. But he didn't take me outside my gifts, but he took me outside of what I was wanting to do, which was just be receptive, to be a receiver. God's called you to be a giver. You know when we get to sit down? When we get to go home. No. Home is heaven. I'm not trying to make anybody feel guilty. I had someone come up to me the other day in one of the meetings that I was in, and they said, so are you close to, I know when it was. It was during baccalaureate a couple weeks ago. I said, retirement? I said, that sounds like death to me. But I've been serving you, Lord, for so long, and now I just need to coast. Let me tell you about coasting. It is the pitfall right into destruction. When I'm coasting, the enemy has access to so many things in my life. Where are you this morning? Are you here this morning? Are you listening? Are you waiting for 12 o'clock? It may not even be that long. I'm just trusting the Holy Spirit right now. Well, but I've been serving God so long, I'm ready to coast. Where do you find that in Scripture, God called you to coast? Where do you find in Scripture that God says we're supposed to just come in and sit down? I was raised that we were to work for night is coming. That's Scripture. Jesus was a worker. He expects me to work, not in the power of my flesh, but in the power of the Spirit. So I want to ask you this morning, are you willing to be a worker? So that when you're called upon in the range of your gifts, it's never a no, it's always a yes. Listen real close. 40 years of experience. If you say no in here, you ain't got a shot out there. If you constantly have to be coaxed in here, you're the devil's bait out there. I hope this all gets on podcast. If I'm constantly, God, I'd love to be a part and get more active, and oh, God, I can see the fields, but if you're hesitating in here, you're backstepping out there. He knows that. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, if you think he's about you, he's not. He's about his territory. The only time he's going to attack you is when you address his territory. Oh, come on, church. This is the body of Christ. Listen to this again. The only time he will attack you is when you start addressing his territory. He is territorial. Let me break this down to you. Yesterday when I was at Lancaster, the three men that I'm working with, they said, we just saw 100 individuals or 125 young men get shipped out of here. I said, what? I'm talking about territory. I said, what's going on? They said, gang wars, gang fights. I said, really? The enemy is territorial. That's why he's got churches locked up. Forward, stay here. First Baptist, stay here. Grace, stay here. Pentecostal movement, stay here. Catholic, stay here. He's territorial. And we bow to him as he gleans the fields that are white for harvest. Well, didn't we have a great service today? Great worship and great word and great tithes. Where are the souls? Where are the souls? Man, we've got property and we've got buildings and we've got this and we've got master plans and master schedules, but where are the souls? You and I are responsible for brothers and sisters who've gone before us in this entire region, who fasted and prayed and sacrificed so that we could be where we are today. But what legacy are we going to leave for the generation behind us? I'm looking for people who are willing to walk with God on the fly by faith. Meaning when God just shows up and boom, all of a sudden you can hear, man, you hear that coffee pot just percolating. You can just hear and then you can smell it. It's, oh yeah, a couple more minutes, I'm going to get a cup of coffee. Where you can feel the presence of God, you know the presence of God, you hear his voice, and the Bible says in the Gospel of John that his sheep respond to him. I'm responding to what God said this morning. By the way, watch this. Now I'm seeing Holy Spirit. By the way, you never see exactly what he sees until you obey. Let me say that again. You will never see what he sees until you obey what he tells you. Now, why did I bring that out? Because the Holy Spirit just showed me how this message ties into Wednesday night. No wonder we have perilous Christians in perilous times. Christians, perilous means difficult, because they're going through difficult places because the Lord's been speaking, but they've not been responding. They hear his voice, but it's like they're playing chess match. Well, the Spirit of the Lord is here. Here's the question right now before we move a little bit further and see where the Lord wants to taper this off for this morning. The question that he asked me while we were worshiping and it started in the prayer time was this: what do you see? Man, I see young people, I see children in tremendous trouble. I spoke to a person the other day and they said most of our young men that are in prison, they're there because they don't have role models, as in men. men who are role models. I don't mean Bible thumpers. At my age, if somebody came up to me and started thumping the Bible on me, I'm going to walk right off their face. I don't have time for that stuff. I'm talking about where you're willing to lay your life down when you don't even know what the results are going to be. Let me switch it over this way. The Cavaliers lost their starting point guard. They still have to play tonight. Oh, well, just throw in the towel. It's okay. Golden State's got it. Well, why don't you just take your paycheck and leave? See, I'm old school. It's not about just picking up the paycheck. It's about showing up. Let me switch that. It's not just about knowing that I'm saved and you're saved. What about your friends? What about those girls who were with a guy last night and they're thinking about a girl today? That's the world I live in. Sorry, religious people. What about the couples who are enjoying swapping out? That's nothing new. I remember reading about that back in the 60s with the Cleveland Indians and how many of those men were swapping out and enjoying other relationships within the confines of that organization without mentioning any names. That's nothing. There's nothing new under the sun, Solomon said. Why do we act like there's something new? It's not new. He's territorial. He owns territories. And we're taking back what he has stolen. So now the question, how many of you are willing to go to work in the harvest field? How many John Deere's do we have here this morning? That was the cup. How many green and yellows? Stand to your feet. Green and yellow. If you're a green and yellow person ready to go to the harvest field, I invite you just to stand. I'm not asking you to preach. I'm not asking you to teach a Sunday school class. I'm asking you to get outside these walls and break down the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm asking you to break down the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm asking you to show a little heart. Show a little love. Make a big sacrifice. Give a little extra. Go the extra mile. Reach out to those that are broken. In Jesus' name. Father, we're standing across this room. Many of us are standing before we would come to communion. We want to see what you see. And having seen it, we don't want to take and talk about it. We want to get out into the fields. And we want to take back what the enemy has stolen. We thank you for your word this morning. We thank you for the power of your word. And we ask in Jesus' name that those that are standing, others that are standing, who will be listening to this message, we're asking that you would infuse us with what Jesus carried into the marketplace, into the highways and the byways, that we will willingly go and give ourselves away. In Jesus' name, remain standing. Keep that playing. I couldn't do this yesterday because he wouldn't release me to do it. But all of us that are standing, I'm going to tell you there's something you're going to have to give up to go out. Let me explain it to you this way. About a year ago, year and a half ago, I'm old TV. Like Book of Daniel, way back in the day. How many go back that far? Lord Jesus, my that? Woo. Oh, man. Father, bring in some more like us. Because listen to me now. Boy, you have made a big mistake if you think, because of he's probably down to the finish line. Why don't you come walk with me one moment? I'll give you a moment. I'll give you a moment. I didn't say a day. I'll give you a moment. Don't stand there and say, man, he's being smart. Come right here and walk with me for a moment. Better guard your mouth till you get a bigger heart. Better guard your mouth till you get a bigger heart. How cool was David? I'll tell you the story. How cool was David? All of his buddies said to him, hey, David, he's in there taking a leak. That would be called peeing. See, the church is off course. The world's not off course. The church is off course. And we get embarrassed because we're so much better now. And that's why they won't come in. And they said, go get him. In fact, if you don't want to take him out, we'll take him out because he's not expecting us. He's in the cave. Go get him. I'm talking about you better guard your mouth till you get your heart a little bit bigger. And David said, no. I am not going, even though he's out to get me, I am not going to touch God's anointed. Can I tell you that through the years how many people I've noticed get sick and have all kinds of issues in their lives because they start talking about God's anointed? God will take care of your souls. You just recognize leadership. Story. Book of Daniel, for all of you that remember back in the day, that was called Hawaii 5-0. I did not know God was going to do this morning. But you're standing with me because you said you're ready to go on the fly. But I said to you, as we get ready to go out and to take territories, you'll never gain a territory where he already reigns in one in you. Y'all with me? Y'all here? Hello? Let me pause for a second. Friday morning was our last day. And we always do motivational things for all of our kids every morning. And we do the pledge to the flag every day. Well, on Friday, see, they won't know what this is on podcast, but you'll be able to see it. The church is in trouble, not only because we're not reaching the world, we're going to stand accountable before the Lord because we're not real. One of my middle schoolers didn't think I was watching. When you have no hair, you have eyes everywhere. And this little hotshot, he did one of these things. Right like that. Just like that. Right there. See, most Christians do real good in here, but we don't know how to do it out there. That's just what he did. And I happened to be looking right at him. I said, oh my goodness, we have a different pledge going on this morning. We're standing for the pledge of the flag. If this offends you, that's because you're living in perilous times. Ooh, I feel the Spirit of the Lord in here. I can't believe Pastor did that. That's because you need to get into 2 Timothy chapter 3 and start reading about yourself. You're a religious foe. Paul said to Timothy, I'm about to lose my life, but I'm getting ready to raise you up. And he said, you be aware of religious foes. Not everybody who comes to the house of the Lord has the agenda of the Spirit on their mind. And he flipped the script on me big time this morning. So I dealt with that situation real fast. I said, oh, you think because we're at the end of the school year, you can do that and get away with it. Kids will only do what you permit them to do. And if you don't keep track of your girls and keep track of your boys, don't blame them. Just look in the mirror. So we cleaned that up real quick. Rest of the story, the Holy Spirit's been cleaning me up. So when I heard about a Y5O back on in the new form, oh yeah, I'm all in. Y5O, baby. And it's an updated version, not the old black and white. Oh yeah. So we started watching it every week. I know the Holy Spirit's speaking right now. And I know I got some work to do when I go home. Somewhere last year, God spoke to me and said, have you seen enough and had enough? Because it started pretty mellow for any of you that watched the YE5O. It started pretty mellow. Then it got really rough and nasty. Like way over the top with the deaths and the killings and the blood and all of that. But I kind of like how they figured out things. That stuff's cool. And tracing this one particular person and his wicked schemes. Is there anybody else in here that's addicted to a show? Am I the only one? Or am I among religious brats? It may not even be a TV show. It may be something on your phone. It may be something on your computer. You're going to websites you have no business going to. Oh, the Holy Spirit's here. So I said to my family, that would be those that live in that house, I said, you know what? God spoke to me and we've got to shut it down on a Y5O. No more Y5O. And I'm explaining to you why. Because of all of this. Am I doing okay? Yeah? Okay. So I'm good. But I'm just telling you, he's territorial. When you lay something down, he'll always come back around and see if you want to pick it back up. Anybody here this morning? We're almost done. You lay it down and he'll come right back around later in another season to see if you'll pick it back up. And dadgum, if I didn't find out that it's on Netflix, the whole enchilada, every season, every episode. Stop laughing. Keep laughing. I love it so much. I was just coasting. I got back into it on Netflix. Oh, God, we need to pray for our pastor now. No. Go ahead and pray for yourself. Because I'm going to obey the Holy Spirit just like I just obeyed him a few moments ago and brought the word that he asked me to bring. I'm going to obey him. All week, this week, past week, he said, I'm done, are you? And then I heard the Holy Spirit say, I'm really disappointed in you. And that really grieved me. That hurt. That bothered me. I know you're thinking right now, what the heck? Over a little show? But when God says no more, that's what he means. And then he began to talk to me yesterday about my effectiveness next year will be based on what I do about this decision. I said, you got to be kidding. Like the guy that you may want to go out with or the guy that's been, uh-oh, he's getting too close now. If the Lord tells you, you better get out, So as of today, because I want to get out in the fields with my green and my yellow, with my John Deere, and I don't care what the attire is, man, I'll be in shorts. What, you know what I know? No more Hawaii Five-0 on Netflix. Watch this. What is God speaking to us who are standing right now that we need to go no more? What is it? For me, it's this particular thing. Because the enemy, if he can get one foothold, he can get two. So you're going to be playing football this fall, right? I'll guarantee you somewhere in the game you're going to tell the coach, I can beat this guy. I figured out what he's doing. I see how he steps. He's always getting up too quick, too high, all that stuff. And I can beat him. I can do it. That's exactly how the enemy is. As we're standing now, all we're going to do is have communion. I'm wondering how many of you will also walk with me out these doors, out into the white harvest field, saying, I'll lay down whatever you want me to lay down. It may seem silly to others, and I'm not asking that conviction to be your conviction, but that's what God spoke to me. What is God speaking to you about? And if I don't clean that up, guess what's going to happen? I'm going to walk right into perilous times. God will always warn you before you sin. Man, the Spirit of the Lord is here. God will always warn you before you sin. Oh, that's not going to take me anywhere. Really? You just said you know something that he doesn't. He knows all things. He knows that what you may be doing right now will take you into something you may not be able to get out of. I'm inviting us who are standing to answer on the inside a yes to anything that God is saying. You don't have to say it to me. I gave you the story. I gave you a platform moment to let you know in real form, real world living, that God's been speaking to me. Because see, listen, we can all hide our junk, can't we? Y'all didn't know a thing about a Y5O. And you could walk out of here pretty impressed this morning, couldn't you? Going, wow, that's incredible. On the fly, he preached that message. Can I tell you something, how quick the anointing of the Lord can come off my life? how quickly the anointing of the Lord can come off my life. Because you don't know what God's been speaking to me about. And I don't know what God's been speaking to you about. I just wonder now with our heads bowed. No one's coming to the front. Nope. Our heads bowed. I'm wondering if you will be willing to say yes to whatever the Spirit of the Lord is saying to you in your life. Because if not, I would encourage you as a pastor, as an educator, don't go out into the harvest field. Because if you do, there'll be much damage to your life, to your family, and to those who you're trying to reach, because the enemy knows he has a foothold. I'm just inviting you to say yes to him. And now, Father, I thank you. I did not know that you were going to bring it full circle this morning like this. But it's your house, and we're your children. And I just want you to know this morning, I'm all in. So I was wrong, and I confess it openly, and that will not show up again in our home. Because you asked me, and I said yes. Thank you. I don't want you to ever remove the anointing on my life. I would never want to have to pray like David of old. Take not your Holy Spirit from me. It's not that important to me. Make this your moment of confession across this room. Father, I apologize. I'm sorry. I was wrong. And I do sense in my spirit there are some that have picked up some old habits. I don't know you, but I know the Holy Spirit, and he's inviting you to put it right back down. Some habits, some friends, some locations, some old steps. Simply say, I was wrong. That's enough. I'm done. For these things, we thank you this morning, Father. We bless you. We honor you. You're a great God. You're an awesome Father. And we do want to be able to see what you see. So we'll lay down the things that trouble you because they also trouble us. Thank you. I see better now. I can see clearly now. I see the harvest field better now. I can see. Let's make a declaration across this house this morning. Father, I thank you for your word. Come on, church. Come on, church. Father, I thank you for your word. Thank you that I can see. Thank you that I can see others before myself. I receive your instructions to my heart. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's give God praise in the house. Come on. God showed up in a mighty way today. Come on. Father, I praise you. Father, I praise you.
Thanks for listening to this edition of Forward Church Online. We hope this has been a blessing in your life and that you'll share this and other great resources with your friends. We want to invite you to explore our webpage at www.myforwardchurch.org. There, you'll find online giving, church events, and so much more. Be sure to connect with us on Facebook and Twitter, as there's always something happening around Forward Church. If you're ever in our area, we'd like to extend an invitation to come be a part of one of our live worship experiences. Thanks again for listening to the Forward Church Online Podcast. Have a great week.